Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republicans take to the House floor to speak out against the Biden agenda. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
During general speeches on the House floor, GOP members spoke directly to voters about the ways the policies of the Biden administration are hurting the nation's economy. Representative Mary Miller of Illinois on the IRS under President Biden.
The Biden IRS wants the power to spy on private citizens' bank accounts and monitor their transactions.
Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania talks about inflation.
According to the data, eggs are up 12%, bacon is up 20%, chicken is up 8%.
The House has yet to vote on the Democrats' massive reconciliation bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the Biden administration is being sued over abortion referrals by family planning clinics. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Ohio's top lawyer filed suit against the administration seeking to restore a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that was reversed earlier this month. The action by Republican Attorney General Dave Yost was joined by 11 other states. Yost also wants reinstated a rule that requires federally funded family planning clinics to be physically and financially independent of abortion clinics. He says federal law prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion and the money needs to be kept separate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A powerful storm has begun barreling up the northeastern U.S. coast, and officials warn it could bring intense flooding and hurricane-force wind gusts. The National Weather Service says that the nor'easter had already sunk parts of New Jersey with more than 5 inches of rain and flooded some areas. Officials warning of more flooding and widespread power outages as that storm sweeps to the north. The worst of it expected to hit New England late today through Wednesday. On Wall Street, stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up by 92 points, the NASDAQ by 40. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives. I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Israel sending an envoy to Washington. The move comes amid a deepening rift between the Biden administration over 6 outlawed Palestinian rights groups. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel's foreign ministry has told Army Radio the envoy would give administration officials in the U.S. all the details and present all the intelligence. Jerusalem last week designated some prominent Palestinian rights groups as terrorist organizations, sparking international criticism and repeating assertions by Washington that there had been no advance warning of the move. Israel's decision marks what critics say is a major escalation of its decades-long crackdown on political activism in the occupied territories. The State Department has said it wants more information on the decision. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
October the 26th, 2021, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, is telling Democrats, just like we're telling the American people, you need to lessen your expectations. That's what she's telling Democrats. You need to embrace the scaled-down infrastructure bill as they prepare to vote on it, and try to anyway. She said we need to embrace this and have a, quote, narrative of success. In other words, it will look like we accomplished something. Well, this is flying in the face of the hard, hard left squad. We want everything. And the other thing you have to keep in mind, if we're going to go from $3.5 trillion to maybe $1.5 or $1.8, does that not tell you how much waste was in the other thing? Of course it does. And then you got to look at the waste that's what's still in there. Well, the Pentagon finally made a statement today regarding U.S. citizens still in Afghanistan. They are now admitting and contradicting what they had previously reported. The Biden administration had been saying, oh, there could be maybe 100 Americans left behind. Joe Biden said we would not leave until all Americans are out. Lie. But they said only about 100. And then say, well, it could be 200. Now they're saying, the Pentagon is saying that nearly 450 Americans are still in Afghanistan. You want to go with the over-under bet on the Vegas odds that that number is going to increase? I'll take that any day. Speaking of the Afghan and Taliban leadership now, China is getting as cozy as it can. They've been fostering closer ties with the Taliban for months, investing more and more heavily with this brutal jihadist organization. And they are of the opinion that they are supporting the Taliban because the Taliban will be pursuing openness and tolerance. Tell that to the person whose head is on the ground here and over there is the body. There's your tolerance. And we got members of this administration that want to believe the Taliban will be nicer this time around. I don't see them moving to Afghanistan or offering themselves as exchange for other Americans, do you? Is anyone? No. Well, the number of illegals crossing our nation, we have now been told 190,000 just last month encountered illegals at the border. That doesn't count those who got away. And it's not just those, as we've been telling you repeatedly, just from Mexico, Central America, even South America. We knew some Haitians were getting through. Cubans were. They're also coming in from China, India, and Russia. According to some of the latest figures, almost 2,500 from India were found. 450 from China. 4,000 from Russia. Then you got them from Turkey and Ukraine. Because we don't have a border anymore. And, of course, President Joe Biden's administration, while it's imposing new vaccine and Chinese coronavirus testing requirements for you, American citizens, illegal aliens remain exempt. Exempt. If you're not vaccinated, can't show it, you're not allowed to go inside a restaurant in New York City or any indoor event. Well, I don't know if any of these illegals want to go in. I'd like to see one of them try and see if they would let them in because, hey, I'm not an American citizen. I can come in. I'm here illegally. Special Counsel John Durham indicating he's going to call former FBI General Counsel James Baker to testify in the case against former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman. He was recently indicted for perjury with the FBI. Are we going to see anything really come out of this? Are we going to find more than a smoking gun? Are we going to end up getting to the bottom of all of this? Well, the prosecution defense are signaling they're aiming for a trial to begin the spring of next year. We'll have to wait. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We know NIH gave money to fund research, gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So what they're doing is they're taking U.S. tax dollars in China, and they're trying to create superviruses that'll be more dangerous for humans. And they'll say, well, we want to figure out how to combat the viruses. But you're doing this. This is very hazardous. I think it's unethical to do it. They should have been banned from doing it, but I think they went around the ban. And so we've got to shut that down. You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this.
But they are playing God. Those are the words of Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, Florida. And, of course, the latest information coming out shows what we've been questioning all along. And Senator Rand Paul says it just proves what we knew was happening. This letter that came out the other day from the National Institutes of Health, molecular biologist Richard Ebright had posted a letter from the National Institute of Health showing that, contrary to Dr. Fake's testimony saying back in May, we quote, the NIH, quote, has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Biologist Ebright tweeted that this letter, in the letter, the NIH, quote, corrects untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins and NIAID Director, which is under NIH, Dr. Fake, NIAID, National Institute's Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So it corrects untruthful assertions. In other words, it says they lied. Oh, no, they're going to say, they're going to work around that and say, well, terminology is off here. And Congressman Meadows the other day, former North Carolina congressman, former Donald Trump chief of staff, said to call this a bombshell is an understatement. Dr. Fauci still says, no, I said exactly what I needed to and what was right. But now looky here, looky here, looky here, looky here. The National Institutes of Health altered a key portion of its website last week, coinkydinky, around the time it disclosed to Congress that experiments it funded in China met the definition of gain of function. They did have a detailed explanation of gain-of-function research at its site. Detailed explanation. But that explanation, and it refers to any research that modifies a biological agent in a way that confers new or enhanced activity to that agent. And I remind you again, gain of function is code for weaponizing. That's what they were doing in the Wuhan lab, and we were supporting it. But this explanation I just read to you that appeared on the website of the National Institutes of Health was wiped out, just wiped out, between October 19 and 21. Possibly just ahead of the disclosure about the October 20 memo that it did fund research in China. They have an updated page. Oh, yeah, they took care of it. They wiped out the other. I guess it came down with COVID. Anyway, the updated page now says, and it's only referral to the type of research, that research involving enhanced potential pandemic pathogens is, and I'm reading here, a quote, is a type, oh, my God, of so-called gain of function research. Senator Rand Paul said the other day, so they're parsing words. They're just trying to redescribe it, rewrite it. They're trying to make it appear that, well, you know, it's not exactly gain of function. And we need to be doing, and Fauci's on record as saying, you know, there's some value from this to learn what's out there and how to deal with it. You can't deny that at face value. But how you're doing it, who's doing it, and are you really getting oversight? See, that is the biggest break in any federal dollars going to a China research lab, because it's controlled by Communist China. And we have yet to be able to get the World Health Organization was going to go in and examine after all this became public. Eventually they agreed, yeah, we should go do that. Well, by then, anything that's in there, you know they cleaned up. But they still weren't allowed to get inside. They published a report, and when asked about it, said, well, we published what they gave us. They've been doing it. We don't know exactly for what reason, but this clearly is an example of that they've been doing this all along, and they were using American tax dollars in the process. Now, of course, Dr. Fake said, well, we didn't send that kind of real information. I mean, that kind of money. We didn't send a lot. The fact you're supporting it all in a communist country, you need to reconsider what you're doing if you had any common sense. Or, as Rand Paul said yesterday, anyone with half a brain can realize this is gain-of-function research. But yet, during his testimony in May, under oath, Dr. Fake said multiple times, we do not fund that, and Senator Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. And his anger and his response was driving home the point that Senator Paul is unstable that he's doing this. But I am a doctor, Dr. Fake, Fauci, and I know what's going on there. Paul is an ophthalmologist. I'm not saying that's not a doctor, but it's not in this field. But I think he's probably pretty smart to figure out what's going on, because the grant given was to find out of how some of these coronavirus spike proteins were capable of binding to the human receptors. That's gain of function, period. That's what it is. The damage they have done, and the World Health Organization conspiring with them, in the beginning when the story began to break, and China said it's no big deal, and even the World Health Organization said it's no big deal. Where did they get their information? From China. And even Dr. Fake at the time was saying, oh, it's not going to be anything more than the flu. And then mask? No, you won't need a mask. No, it won't do anything. Yeah, now you do need a mask. Now you need to also have, you got to have a vaccine if you don't want to wear a mask. Oh, you got the vaccine? Well, then you also still have to wear the mask. And as President Biden said the other day, we have to protect the unvaccinated. I'm sorry, we have to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. And today, the Biden White House came out with even stricter testing for U.S. international travelers. Starting November 8, unvaccinated U.S. citizens, as well as green card holders, had to have strict testing requirements when coming back to the States. Negative tests within a day of their flight. If you're vaccinated, you could have a 72-hour timeline. Or if you can get to Mexico, you can just walk across the border and come on back in. Claim you're illegal. Because they're not testing them. They don't plan to. Folks have obviously been upset over this. And the whole thing about forcing kids to wear a mask all through the school day. And influenza has killed more children than COVID. COVID's death rate among children, a loss of any child, is critical. Make no mistake about that, especially if it's your child. But you cannot live risk-free. You just can't do it. But if you're going to demand that they have to wear a mask all day long, and now we're getting approval for a vaccine down to age 5, and they want to go all the way down to 6 months. Then you have to ask a question. If the death rate of COVID is 0.008% versus hundreds of children from influenza through flu seasons, why haven't we been wearing masks all this time? I don't really like asking that question because they'll think, we should. Let's do that too. Mask them up and we'll never see their face again. Listen, years ago, you may have seen it too if you traveled around the U.S., especially into resort areas. Many folks coming in from Asia, and I saw it at poker rooms, were always wearing masks. And I'm thinking, why are you wearing a mask? Well, that's the way they do it in their country. They just accept it. That's just what they do for many of them. And they have good reason to because of the environment in general. Of course, Biden's going to go to this climate council coming up, but the two countries that we should have there are not going to be there. That'd be China and India. But that's what folks were doing. And then we also have this issue of how they've been testing and some of this money has been spent. Physical torture experiments on primates, that has upset a lot of people. The nonprofit watchdog group White Coat Waste Project came out some of that video. And now word coming out that at least 44 beagle puppies were raised and then exposed to cruel, reprehensible misuse of taxpayer funds, according to one congresswoman. They stick the dog's head inside a cage so they can't move, cut their vocal cords so the researchers don't have to hear them cry out in agony, and release insects infected with various diseases to eat the head of the dogs, invade it. Ron DeSantis has some harsh words about that little experiment.
What they were doing with those puppies, it's flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop. I cannot believe American tax dollars would go to treat those dogs the way those dogs would be treated. And, you know, I really think Fauci needs to be held accountable. These people, these bureaucrats, they don't get to just run wild and do whatever the hell they want to with our tax dollars. And so from funding gain of function research to treating these puppies with really unimaginable cruelty, I think that whole lot of them need to be cleaned out, and we need to be standing up for the American taxpayer and doing things ethically and not doing things like gain-of-function research, and certainly not abusing puppies.
See, abusing puppies, that might catch fire more than anything else we've done to try to say enough of this nonsense. Because even most Democrats love puppies. Most. And then did you hear what Joe Biden did just last night? Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love it. I promise you. Stand by, please. Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You know, before we move away from what they were doing in some of this lab experiment with beagles, and it was horrific. I mean, again, they're breeding these beagle puppies and then putting a lock around their head and sticking their head inside of a container filled with fleas and other biting insects that are infected with various diseases to see how it would affect the dog's brains. And it's extremely painful for the puppies. They're crying out, but they cut their vocal cords so they don't hear them. So it's okay by researchers. That's what they were doing. Do you remember, some of you will, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, when president in 1964, enraged animal lovers and animal rights groups, the Texan and a dog lover, did something to make a dog yelp before some visiting businessmen. He said it does good to let them yelp. And you know what he did? He picked the beagle up by its ears. Just picked it up by its ears. And yeah, yelped. Johnson said, I didn't do anything to hurt the dog. Well, everybody, even Democrats who liked LBJ said, you can't do that. So this thing with these dogs and the way they've been treated, sorry for what they went through and the sacrifice, but they might well be the ones that change things going forward on some of these mandates and all these stupid, screwy money-spending excursions our mad scientists are taking part in. In the meantime, they're still going to be pushing vaccine mandates sweeping across the country, millions of Americans threatened with losing their jobs, some because of the so-called Joe Biden executive orders requiring all federal employees and contractors to get shots or else, others from companies that have contracts with the company, with the government, they're sending them off, and frontline workers of yesteryear, police officers, firefighters, nurses, doctors, nope. And many of those leaving, especially nurses and doctors, say, you're still dealing with an untested drug, and it's true. It's only been on the market as short as a time since the beginning of the year. I think it has done some good. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've told you that. I want you to do what you should do for your family. But they want to dishonorably discharge service members who refuse to get vaccinated and maybe give them a dishonorable discharge, make them a felon. Maybe if your faith says that I can't do it because some of the stem lines from fetuses were used to produce some of the vaccines. And not one of those cases is going to stand up, I will tell you this. But, of course, can you fight it? Will you get enough people to join you to fight it? And I believe there will be. I believe there will be enough pushback that, yeah, that what happened. And if nothing else, you can say, I got to get a vaccine, and Biden got a vaccine and a booster shot, and apparently he gave COVID to Mayorkas, the head of Department of Homeland Security, who had also been vaccinated. So the question is, do they work anyway? And then what Joe Biden did last night, he was at a speech in New Jersey. He finished, walked away from the podium, leaving it, and then walked into his hand, the same hand he then extended to shake hands with several New Jersey Democrats before an aide rushed up to give him another mask. Nobody put any cleanser on his hands or on their hands. And, of course, they say, well, that, you know, and he did, walking to the D.C. restaurant last week, the White House is defending it, saying it's just a moment. It's always a moment for Biden. A moment. For you, you will be crucified. You and your family will pay hell for it. Coming up, the push for critical race teaching, but more importantly, using the FBI and the Justice Department to make parents terrorists.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota for life.
Roxanne!
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
September 29th, the political organization asked President Biden to involve the FBI in local school board issues. 5 days later, the Department of Justice does just that. Mr. Attorney General, was it just a coincidence that your memo came 5 days after the National School Boards Association letter went to the president?
So we are concerned about violence and threats of violence across the board against school officials, against...
Is there any connection, Mr. Attorney General, with the school board letter and then 5 days later your memo to regarding school board issues?
Obviously, the letter, which was public and asked for assistance from the Justice Department.
Yeah, that's right. It did ask for assistance, and there are a lot of questions about the source of that letter, who was involved in writing it. Those are... a question and answer session between Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. This was the other day in part of their hearings. I hadn't had time to spend as much time as I wanted on it, and this is a perfect opportunity because there's still a lot of questions unanswered about this. Let me give you a setup again to remind you exactly what happened. The National School Board Association, and I had a guest on the other day talking about how powerful they are. They represent something like 90,000 school boards across the nation. They had sent a letter from the top officers of the NSBA to President Biden requesting federal law enforcement assistance to target parents, voicing concerns at local school board meetings. Viola Garcia, the NSBA president, and CEO Chip Slavin sent their letter to Biden without the approval of the NSBA board members. Now, that becomes an important point because later, a director of the NSBA Central Region wrote, "Many of us have been put in a position now of explaining or defending this action of our association as we're asked by members of our community if we consider them domestic terrorists simply because they showed up at our meetings expressing their opinions." He said the authors of that letter should have consulted us before they sent out that letter to the public, no less the president of the U.S. And he added, I would agree the letter took a stance that went beyond what many of us would consider to be reasonable and used terms that were extreme, asking for action for the federal government that many of us would not request. Well, Attorney General Merrick Garland testified that he took the word of the NSBA. Parents voicing concerns at local school board meetings should be investigated as domestic terrorists. In fact, when he was questioned specifically, where'd you get the information? What file did you look at? What investigation did you look at? I learned about it in the newspaper. You read the newspaper and that activated the Attorney General's office to enact numerous agencies to get involved? Well, we believe in protecting the public and so on, blah, 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 blah. If they're in a school board meeting harassing school board members who want to teach critical race theory or do not want the parents to know what they're teaching, and they don't want to hear from parents who don't want their kids to be masked up all day. And some parents apparently were shown in some school districts, they were given, Austin, Texas being one of them, they were given a copy of some of the curriculum, but they had to first sign an NDA. You know what that is, an NDA? A non-disclosure agreement. They could not talk about what was in it on penalty of a lawsuit. So Jim Jordan's trying to get to the bottom of this as to who activated this, what investigation went underway, that you suddenly believe there's reason to consider that parents, simply because they're voicing concern, are to be considered terrorists? And I would add, he didn't. You got an open border where we have no idea who's coming across our open border. And these parents, you can track them. Their kids are in school. You got their address and everything else. And you want to say they are terrorists? And then Jim Jordan, then Congressman Jim Jordan, questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland, raised this question.
What the White House told you to write the memo?
No one in the White House spoke to me about the memo at all, but I am sure, I certainly would believe that the White House communicated its concerns about the letter to the Justice Department, and that is
perfectly, that was my next question. Did you or anyone at the Justice Department discuss the memo with White House personnel or with anyone at the White House before the memo was sent?
I did not. I don't know whether anyone discussed the memo. I am sure that the communication from the National Association of School Boards was discussed between the White House and the Justice Department, and that's perfectly appropriate, just as...
Who are those individuals? Who at the White House talked with? Who at the Justice Department?
I don't know.
Did they talk to you? Did someone call you?
I think I've answered. No one from the White House spoke to me.
That's what he says, under oath. We don't have any... thing to say otherwise right now. There are numerous studies. In fact, I'm looking at a Federalist article. I mentioned it briefly yesterday by Joy Pullman, and talking about indoctrination unconstitutional in two ways. Public schools don't merely shift children from one denomination to another, but outright replace Christianity with secular religion. That's what U.S. Attorney General Barr had said in June, former U.S. attorney. And she writes in her article, that's backed up by numerous studies. A 2020 scholarly review of research on this concludes that especially increasing secularized government control of education can account for virtually the entire increase in secularization throughout the developed world. So you want to know what your children are being taught, and you have a right to know. You should know. But, of course, you've got the Virginia governor's race underway, and former Virginia Governor McAuliffe saying parents should have no right, anything, to say about their parent, about their schooling and what they're taught. They should have no right. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on The View the other day said, yes, parents should learn what their children are being taught. And teaching race relations to a 7- and 6-year-old, you don't need to be doing that. And a surgeon who dared to speak out the other day in Minnesota, who's worked at the Lake Region Healthcare for 15-plus years, practicing for 60 years, said when it came to wearing masks, let the parents make the decision. School board didn't like it, and on top of that, this hospital fired him. And the head of one of the most prominent teachers' unions stated that it's correct. Parents should not have a right to shape their kids' school curriculum. That's Randy Weingarten, serving as president of the American Federation of Teachers. Then Congressman Jim Jordan got to another part of his questioning with Merrick Garland, Attorney General. This is frightening.
The press release says Justice Department addresses violent threats against school officials and teachers. Now, you said earlier to a question from one of my colleagues on the Republican side that parents aren't domestic terrorists. We're not going to treat them that way. But let me just read from the third paragraph. According to the Attorney General's memorandum, the Justice Department will launch a series of additional efforts in the coming days designed to address the rising criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Those efforts are expected to include a creation of a task force consisting of representatives from the department's criminal division, civil rights division, executive office of U.S. attorneys, the FBI, the community relations service, office of justice programs, and the national security division. Now, I find that interesting. You said there's no way you're going to be treating parents as domestic terrorists, but you got the national security division in a press release regarding your memo that day.
My memo does not mention the National Security Division's. It's addressed to...
I didn't say it did. I said the press release accompanying your memo that day from the Department of Justice, right here it is.
I'm going to be as clear as I can
be. Talks about the National Security Division being part of this effort.
It is part of the effort. Mary Garland, you're the head of the Department of Justice. And you didn't immediately pull back that statement that you're going to use national defense sources to investigate parents? My memo didn't say that. Well, I know your memo didn't say that. You also are insisting that the White House had nothing to do with it. But we know the teachers' unions are very strong, and that's why they've been kind of letting up on them a little bit when it came to vax mandates and forcing kids back to school too soon because of what the teachers were complaining about. The only good thing that has come out of this, the one silver lining, is parents are getting more concerned in their local school boards. And there will be elections, and those elections will have consequences. Meanwhile, we're dealing with another consequence of this last election around, the presidential election, and the supply chain problem can be traced to liberalism.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Pete Buttigieg, who's the head of who's the Secretary of Transportation, is 38 years old. He ran a city of 100,000, South Bend, Indiana, that had a total of 66 buses. So the guy who ran a city with 66 buses is now running our railways, our seaways, our highways, and our airways. It's mind-boggling because one of the things that's fascinating I put in the book is when he was confirmed. Biden said to him, I'm so proud that I have two firsts. The first openly LGBTQ person to lead a department, and that was very specific. He said that because Grinnell had been in the cabinet but hadn't led a department, so he couldn't say the first of that. And they said, and also one of the youngest. And so my point in that is so you didn't pick him because he was qualified. You picked him because he checked two boxes for you.
I understand that, and I think you do too. Now, the words are coming from Sean Spicer. host of a new program on Newsmax, former White House press secretary, has a book coming out, Radical Nation, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America, examining the origins of critical race theory and the intent to re-engineer American culture. And they've been doing it. And he's pointing specifically about the decision to choose Buttigieg, who had no more than 70 buses in his town when he was mayor, is suddenly the head of transportation. Plus, he's been missing since mid-August because he's been on maternity leave because he and his husband partner have decided to adopt or have a couple of babies at home, two at one time. Well, I think I would like every parent of a child, be they adopted or natural, have a chance to be home. But certainly the one who bore the child, that would be someone with a womb, that would be called a woman, certainly should get it. And, yeah, maybe the mate as well to help out, especially if twins. All for that. But Buttigieg is milking it. But the other point he's making here, the only reason Buttigieg is there is because of the leftist push and the fact that he could check some boxes at the time, that Biden knew that he was under pressure. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to please the LGBT community, I want to do this and do that. And it all came down, and even Buttigieg admitted, yeah, I know, I don't have any experience, but here I am.
Well, when it comes to Pete Buttigieg, we're not talking about whether he's qualified. We're talking about his sexual orientation. I don't get it. To me, that's not how we should be running a government, is by saying, what box do you check? You know, and as opposed to, are you able to help Americans move forward? Are you help the government? Or, you know, it's so backwards in thinking.
I would love to get into Buttigieg's psychology that he even accepts a job he's totally unqualified for, partially because of who he goes to bed with. Like, that's like how he got it, partially to some degree. Like, and that's
but that's the point, is that he says, thank you, Mr. President, I'm proud. Like, he doesn't go out there and say, and oh, by the way, I've done all this great stuff that makes me super qualified. He doesn't, I mean, he actually buys into the narrative too, which is almost worse.
Yeah, because he knows that's what it is. And then, of course, the other day, a senior Biden health appointee also making history when she became the nation's highest ranking openly transgender official, first openly transgender four-star admiral, Rachel Levine, U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health. You know that title? I think she outranks General Patton at his highest standing. Does it make any sense? Well, who cares about sense at this point? Is it going to be good for the nation? I don't know. Being LGBTQ, I don't know if that would help you better be good for the nation or not. I'm not making a decision based on that. But I will say this. She got her job, her appointment, for the same reason Buttigieg did. And these advocacy groups all rushing forward, calling it a breakthrough movement. A moment for her, and of course for Buttigieg and the rest. In the meantime, our supply chain gets worse and worse because Buttigieg hasn't been given the attention it should have, and he did hold meetings back in June. He knew it was coming in June. And the inflation fears continue rising, according to the Conference Board. Short-term inflation concerns at a 13-year high. And when the shortages hit the shelves more and more, there's going to be more noise about that. And, of course, the vaccine mandate is not helping because truckers are either walking off the job if they're working for a company, or the company says we're not going to enforce the vaccine, so they're not going to be delivering, especially if it came to any federal products and our commercial products, military people, hospital, first responders. And Congressman Brian Mast, Republican of Florida, said, you know what, I'm a little concerned. I don't think this is just by chance or accident. I think the left is all too happy to take out certain levels of government, move out predominantly conservatives because they won't take the vaccine. wipe out a lot of them out of the government, out of the military, as they say, I'm not doing this, I'm moving on. And the left is applauding. He didn't add that, but I do. Yep, they would be applauding. Stand fast. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.